Beijing. Brad Gushue stood at the side of the sheet with his hands on his hips, a grimace etched on his face as he cast a look back at the scoreboard. Another end had slipped away. Another tick was in the loss column. Gushue's final shot to tie the game, and possibly win it, was off the mark, the latest misstep in a 7-4 loss to Sweden's Niklas Edin that left the frustrated Canadian skip searching for answers. "I'm pissed off, to be honest," Gushue said. "That was a poor performance by me. I put that on my shoulders 100%. That's as bad as a game as I've played in a long time." Gushue was 47% on draws and threw 57% overall, by far the lowest numbers of the 8 players on the ice. Sweden shot 88% as a team to 83% for Canada. "I felt like I let the team down," Gushue said. "I thought they played well enough for us to win or at least have a chance, which we did at the end, but I missed too many shots today." It was a somewhat similar finish to Sweden's 7-6 win over Canada in the women's round-robin draw in the morning. Just like the men, the Swedish women struggled at times in the 10th end and Canada nearly took advantage. Anna Hasselberg escaped when Jennifer Jones had a chance to score 3 but settled for 1. The results left both Canadian teams with 2 losses apiece. A third defeat would essentially shift things into must-win mode at the Ice Cube. While not time to panic just yet, the pressure is mounting if Canada wants to return to the Olympic team curling podium for the first time since 2014. "I just didn't get results," Gushue said. "So I've just got to be a little bit sharper." Jones, meanwhile, went for a thin double with her final throw, the Canadian side assuming it had second shot stone for the tie if it didn't work out. The assumption proved costly. Her final stone overcurled slightly and a measurement confirmed the Swedish rock on the edge of the 8-foot ring was closer. "I was surprised the measure didn't go our way," said Canada vice Caitlin Laws. "I'm actually still pretty shocked about that. I would have bet my house that we were sitting second shot there." The Swedes were under pressure after 2 stones picked earlier in the end. Third Sarah McManus helped her side by making a delicate hit and roll that almost froze on the button. Hasselberg put her last shot at the back of the 8-foot near 2 Canadian stones. Jones hit the shot stone and rolled wide, needing a little bump or 2 to move the Swedish rock back. Instead, the shooter caught the Canadian rock thick for the lone point. "It wasn't that far off," Jones said. "I thought we were second shot, so I was thinking that we were going to an extra end, and unfortunately we weren't." Sweden improved to 2-1 and Canada slipped to 1-2. "For sure, we got a lucky break," said Sweden coach Wayne Middaugh. "Jen doesn't miss that shot, ever. That was real fortunate for us." Hasselberg made a delicate split for 3 in the 5th end for a lead she wouldn't relinquish. "It's a big roller coaster," she said. "So many things happen in a 10-end game. You've just got to see every shot as it is and play it." Switzerland's Silvana Tirinzoni and American Tabitha Peterson, both unbeaten at 3-0, were idle for the morning draw. Jones was idle in the evening. Japan, South Korea and Sweden entered the late draw tied in third place at 2-1. Canada, Denmark and Great Britain were 1-2 ahead of China and Russia at 0-3. "I don't think we're going to be able to afford too many more losses," Jones said. "So we're going to have to figure out ways to win some games here." The Canadian men's team hung around against Sweden despite some inconsistency. Gushue made it a 1-point game with a deuce in the 8th end, but Edin drew the button in the 9th against 3. Both teams felt time pressure in the 10th end. Edin had 3 seconds left on the clock when he delivered a freeze on the edge of the button between 2 Canadian rocks. Gushue tried to pick it out but was well wide. Sweden leads the men's round-robin standings at 4-0. Switzerland's Peter de Cruz was 3-1 and Great Britain's Bruce Mowat was 2-1. Gushue fell into a 5-way tie for 4th place at 2-2 with China, Norway, Russia and the United States. "We don't have a whole lot of wiggle room and we've got a lot of good teams to play," Gushue said. "So time to get to work." This report by the Canadian press was first published February 12, 2022. Follow at Gregory Strong CP on Twitter. Gregory Strong, The Canadian Press.